Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy for you because you know my guest tonight as two beloved comedy legends and one of the most popular singers today. They are teaming up to solve a murder in their new series, Only Murders in the Building.
Oliver?
I'm in here.
Hey, what happened? Are you okay?
The killer poisoned my dog.
What?
My son has her. He's a vet. She recovered, thank God, but clearly we are getting closer. They're sending a message to the leader.
Is the leader you?
Did they poison your dog? They left this.
And the podcaster, I and you.
What if Winnie had died? It would be on me again and my stupid, goddamn visionary ambitions.
Okay, whoever poisoned Winnie clearly killed Tim. So who did this?
Gather around. Look, I'm going to record this. So, I know this seems impossible. It's bananas, but I think there's a very strong chance that the person who poisoned Winnie was, and this gives me no pleasure in saying this, musical superstar Sting.
The guy from U2.
Please welcome to The Late Show, Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez. Standing ovation. Wow. Nice to have you on. It's love. Steve, always good to see you. Marty, lovely to see you again. Selena, nice to meet you. Thanks for being on. It's the first time we've had a chance to talk.
Yes, I'm so excited. Big fan.
You look fantastic, by the way.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Third COVID shot glow that just, the booster glow they call it.
Thank you very much.
And this is right out of the free parking guy from Monopoly, which I like.
Sorry, you'll get to speak in a minute.
Yeah.
I have a theory about your mustache, which is your hair appears very dark.
Yes.
And then it starts to get gray as it goes here. And right down here it comes out really gray. And I'm assuming that your body hair just gets grayer and grayer.
from the neck down, I'm Anderson Cooper.
No, you look really do. You do.
Thank you. So do you.
Yeah.
You look like a mature Bob Saget, and that's why I've always wanted you to look that way.
Thank you
very much. That's quite a compliment.
Don't worry, we can cut that.
Yeah. And that.
Well, this was my life every day for 5 months.
The new show, Only Murders in the Building, it's getting great reviews. Congratulations on that. I understand. But first of all, how have you enjoyed the response?
I was shocked.
And you were shocked?
Yeah.
Shocked that people enjoyed your show?
You thought they would hate us?
Yeah, a little bit.
You always love, you know, getting a good response to a show. And Marty got the review of his lifetime in the New York Times. And when I read it, I was so proud and also shocked because I was there.
No, I went into your trailer after you'd read it and you were breathing in that bag. I remember that.
Now, Steve, besides being one of the stars, you also created Only Murders in the Building. How did this idea come
about?
Well,
I co-created it with a great writer named John Hoffman, and we have some great writers on the show. Mm-hmm. But
they're
initially,
not here, so I'm just going to give all the credit.
Yeah, they're not here. Right. We need a longer sofa. But I just had this thought. It's over 10 years ago, and it was for three older guys who live in a building in New York who just realize they have a common interest in solving crime. But because they're old, they don't want to go outside the building because it's too tiring, so they decide they'll just do only murders in the building. So, and then, you know, I just kept this an idea in my head for 10 years. And then I was explaining it to Marty one day, and he said, you know, we're old. And then Selena came along with somebody's brilliant idea.
Yeah, it's an amazing show. It's very much like Steve at the Urinal, in that it streams for 35 minutes. You know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
10 times a season.
Yep, 10 times a season, yes.
Now, were you familiar with these guys' work before? I'm like, did you know who Ed Grimley was, for instance?
No. Yeah. But I obviously knew Father of the Bride, Three Amigos, Dirty Rotten Scoundrel.
Yeah. When we met in the hallway, she came up to me and said, I'm so honored to meet you, Angela Lansbury.
Yeah, so.
Sure. What was your first impression of Selena, Marty?
I met her in the makeup chair the first day we shot, and I was right away struck by this beautiful, engaging, and right away charming person. Really, it was a very easy shoot that way, because I think the three of us like to work in great ease, and she was right and wrong, but you know, I didn't know her. You could have been horrible.
I know. Yeah. Glad I'm not.
No.
We have to take a quick break, but please stick around. We'll be right back with more Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, everybody.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the stars of Only Murders in the Building, Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. Selena, you're 29, right?
Yes.
And Steve, you are older than that. And
a little bit.
Do you feel
92,
you guys,
exactly inverse.
Do you guys sense the generational divide? How do you
bridge generation it? Gap. In the morning, she comes out and she puts out our pills.
Yeah, that's
which
nice.
Is so nice.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. And the little box.
That's really sad.
No, you know, but tell them about the WAP story.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, you pronounced it properly. No. What you know, I enjoyed obviously listening to all the music that we would all listen to: Joni Mitchell, Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong. But I decided one day it'd be cool if I just, you know, played WAP, and
sure.
Then it happened, and
you played it for them, and
yes, and they were very confused at first, but then they were on board with the female empowerment part. So. Mm-hmm.
It was fantastic. Yeah. She was reading the lyrics to Steve, and they were both going hysterical. Then I was called to the set, mm-hmm. and then Steve came about 10 minutes later and said, "Marty, I just heard three new verses to White Top Hat and Tails."
Yeah.
I know.
You explained some terminology that perhaps was not in their vocabulary.
Right. Well, we had, you
I
know.
I think you'd be surprised.
Obvious.
Well, when you played the song for me, I thought, you know, I knew songs like that existed because they go back 20 years, even 30s. I didn't know they were number one.
Those songs go back 30 years.
Oh, I'll tell you later.
Yeah. We have a clip here where you've explained to them what
yes,
an OG
they're in,
is.
Yes, in the scene, somebody says you're an OG, and Steve walks up to me and he's like, what does a OG mean? And I said, well, it's original gangster. And he's like, okay, what does that mean? I'm like, and I point to you and him, you guys are OGs, you're the OGs. And so they got it, and I took a little video of them trying to do it, and they don't look that cool doing it.
Here's the clip of the vocabulary sinking in.
Okay, so what are we? Just talking.
We're the OGs, honey.
Yeah. Steve, are you an OG?
I'm going to switch.
I am such an OG.
No, you don't hit the G like that.
Oh,
it's not G-E-E.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gee. It's not that.
That's an OG.
We're the OGs.
You know what?
You guys are. You guys are the OGs, though. You know, you are,
but you
are
know,
the OGs.
Steve, Megan Thee Stallion wrote a song for Steve, you know, because, as you know, he's very pale. In fact, he played all the chalk outlines on the show, which was interesting. He cannot wear his skin past Labor Day, you know, it's too white. But she wrote a song called White Ass Person.
Yeah, right.
So we know a little bit about what's going on.
Now, there's a lot of texting in the show. Do you guys have your own text chain between the three of you?
No, nope, it's strictly email with these
email.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Phone calls.
Nope.
Rotary phones.
And then they do sign it, of course. Yeah. They say, Steve Martin. It's like, well, thank you, I know.
But when we started communicating, we were using payphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any traditions on set every day? I understand there's one that Marty does for you.
It's my absolute favorite. I love when we get to read the news together because they just go bouncing back and forth with all these different headlines, and I learn a lot of important
absolutely.
Things.
Like who's president?
Yeah.
Things like that.
You kept saying, we fought Germany twice?
Shut up! No, I didn't.
Here are some of the headlines. We brought some
headlines.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
What? No, we brought some of the headlines.
Oh.
Well, yeah, I mean, these are just some of them. You would get them from the Post, really, but it was mainly, you know, is Jill Biden more like Kendall or Kylie? Matt Gaetz tests positive for COVID. I thought she was 19. Hey. Want to try one?
No.
Please.
You don't want
please.
To try one.
Never sneak up on Gwyneth Paltrow during a cleanse. These were headlines. Actual headlines.
That's news you can use, thank is what God. That last one was. Yeah. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, I will ask the trio who would be most likely to murder someone.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Now, the characters on the show are obsessed with true crime, like a lot of people are. Are you and any of the three of you actually obsessed with true crime stories? You are, both of you.
I am.
You enjoy listening to, like,
who? I do.
I'll go first, and then you go.
Okay, thank you.
No, last summer, there's a podcast I listened to. I won't mention, maybe I should have mentioned the name. I don't know.
Sure.
It's Australian. It's called Case File, and I love it. And the narrator is Australian, and it's very compelling. And last summer on my bike, I would put on my headphones, open, to the so I could hear traffic, and I listened to 158 podcasts. Of this
wow.
thing.
And so you've got some time on your hands.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would any of you...
She's a
I did. My mom and I went to Crime Con, which I didn't know was a thing, but I was so excited when
Crime
I found
Con?
Out. Well, you get to go to a place where there are other people that are like you and want to solve the case.
You know, big stars.
Sure. And do any of you think you'd be a good murderer?
Yeah, I think I'd be pretty good.
Who is most likely to murder someone of the three of you?
I think Selena.
Oh.
Yeah.
No one would suspect you.
No one would suspect
you at all.
No, too innocent.
Oh,
too
what, innocent. Officer? I actually, when I'm constantly thinking, because I've been into true crime, I'm always thinking, going around the city thinking, what's my alibi right now? Say, sure. I'm in my car, my GPS. They can say, oh, look, he was here. On my phone, I'll have a thing. And he was there and hit off that cell tower. Oh, what do you know? There's a CCTV there. I'll just look into that. So they'll always know where I was.
But that's harder to do now because you'd be wearing a mask all the time. And on the CCTV, you wouldn't be able to say, oh, that's me. They say, how you do we know that's you? Because you've got a mask.
You're right. And I'm going to go murder right when we finish this show.
Well, Selena, Marty, Steve, it was lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Please come back as a group or individually.
How long is this stain?
it'll last as long as until my wife, Evie, can get her hands on it. She's waiting at home with an electric razor right now.
I think it looks good. Why not? You know what I would do, honestly?
What would you honestly do?
And believe me, nobody will catch on. Just put a little darker color in it.
Just color it
in a little bit? Yeah, just say, you won't believe what happened overnight.
But dye your hair white, though.
If I color it in, I'm going to look like Ted Lasso, I think.
yeah, it's true.
Right? Yeah. Popular. Well, Only Murders in the Building is on Hulu with new episodes every Tuesday.
Have you seen it?
What?
Have you seen it yet?
Obviously. It's Steve Martin, Martin Short, and Selena Gomez, everybody.
Happy holidays from The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. While we're off for our winter break, we'll be dropping exclusive interviews with the biggest stars and your favorite Colbert classics. We'll be back in the new year with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.